Find out in Cory, Pennsylvania, where someone pretended to be Malcolm Johnson and went to the VFW club with his social security number and claimed his $750 jackpot from a Friday drawing. The VFW found out they were duped when the real Malcolm Johnson came to collect. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
We're about to commence.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, 7:05, last day of August. We're catching up on Labor Day here this weekend.
You mean there's not 31 days?
I said August 31st.
Oh, it is.
August 31st, Wednesday, the last day of August.
Okay.
Hey, phone numbers here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can hop in the chat room, as people already have this morning. And it started out with Jazz Bono and Dancing with the Stars already. What a way to start the day.
Well, we talked about it yesterday, and I just kind of wanted to get people's – I wanted people to weigh in how they felt.
Well, I tell you, talking about weighing in. That's
no.
No.
I don't want to do that
no,
part.
No, but speaking of dancing, you know, dancing like a star, here is Bad Bob.
Thank you. Not sure I can follow up that one. Well, coming into town, though, there was a great sunrise on Shasta Valley. That was kind of inspiring. I like this time of year.
Well, you know, you can even to work, you know, the last couple of days, and Bob's like coming in, Bad Bob's coming in going, good morning, good morning. You know, during the other times of the year, Bad Bob just walks in. And you have to kind of like chase him around and hit him with a wet towel until he says hello.
It's called the coffee factor.
Speaking of a happy factor, here she is.
Well, good morning. And, you know, it's kind of like I would say that you probably fall under, meaning Bad Bob, you know, people who are studio rats.
I've been called worse.
Studio rats are people who really thrive being in an electronic atmosphere in dark areas with no outside sunshine for hours. However, so it takes a while before the actual coffee to kick in, and it's like, yeah, it's daytime, and it's wow, I am with and the planet of this world in this time. Oh, good morning. Anyway, it's a great day. Gosh, it's the last day of August. Can you believe it? 7:07 in the morning if you're just tuning in. It is, of course, like Carl said, the last day of the month here on August. I can't believe tomorrow's September 1st, but we're getting ready, and as we're watching news, we're
okay,
coming.
Okay, for you.
What?
Tomorrow doesn't have to be September 1st. It can be any day you want.
Well, you know, any day
tomorrow,
can be whatever I want it to be.
Tomorrow, tune in to see what day it's going to be.
I'm here to differ with you. Any day I wake up,
January
it can be
3rd.
Whatever I want it to be.
And sometimes it is. Okay.
Groundhog Day. So today we're going to have a high of 94, and tonight clear of 61. Thursday we're looking at around 97 with Thursday night low of 60. We're going to talk about tomorrow. I'm looking forward to my guest on the spot. I'll tell you about that later tomorrow at 6 p.m. I've got some great guests scheduled. And do we have a clip ready there, Bob?
Yes, well, you asked me for to find something with Walter in it, Uncle Walter, and the only clip I could find really fast was when he, probably one of the most emotional moments in broadcast news, when he announced the death of JFK, so let's see what we got here.
This is Walter Cronkite in our newsroom, and there has been an attempt, as perhaps you know now, on the life of President Kennedy. He was wounded in an automobile driving from Dallas Airport into downtown Dallas, along with Governor Connally of Texas. They've been taken to Parkland Hospital there, where their condition is as yet unknown. We have not been told their condition. At Dallas, in the downtown hotel room, a group had been gathered to hear President Kennedy when he was waiting his arrival. Let's switch down there now, where Eddie Barker of KRLD is on the air.
That's fantastic.
And at some point in that, they handed Walter on the air a piece of paper, and the expressions on his face that he went through and trying to be the consummate professional. That moment and, of course, the Apollo 11 landings stand out as two of the great moments of Cronkite's life. We have lost this war moment probably was not quite as stellar, but...
he was wrong. He was wrong. In his opinion. But he was so respected, and it was during the Tet Offensive. And what happened was it was a huge defeat for the Viet Cong during the Tet Offensive. It was a huge defeat, but yet it was a political victory.
Well, when we go to this day in history, which I love to share with you, our listeners, our loyal listeners here, Walter Cronkite started showing up in living rooms during the dinner hour, starting this night in 1963. Now, I remember 63, black and white.
He was there before that.
As anchor of the CBS Evening News, a job he took over from Douglas Edwards on April 16, 1962. Previous to this night, CBS Evening News had been shown from 7:30 to 7:45 p.m. and 7:15 to 7:30. Love to get your way in on some of your favorite times. A familiar face to TV audiences, Walter Cronkite had been the host of You Are There, a CBS Sunday night program that ran from 53 to 57. That's why you remember. I'm a CBS News correspondent. Walter Cronkite served as a reporter, host, and anchorman as major events in history were reenacted. Those were the viewers of You Are There can probably still recite Walter's closing lines, and we'll close with this today. What sort of day was it? A day like all days, filled with those events that alter and illuminate our times. And you were there. You know what? Yeah. I miss that.
Television was definitely different.
Yeah, I miss Johnny Carson late at night and at 5 o'clock, the family gathering, and it was, there you go.
Well, we can talk about that after the, I want to talk after we have our business minute, but that's a good point. That's one of the things we want to talk about today. But let's go to Wells Fargo for our business minute. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. We're a little over 40 minutes into today's trading, and the markets are higher. We're currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 119 points at 11,679. The S&P 500 up 14 points at 1227, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 25 points at 2600. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 146 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 8 cents at $8.19, Sprint Nextel up a nickel at $3.60, while Ford is up 30 cents at $11.17. Of local interest, PG&E up 27 cents at $42.20. Safeway's adding 40 cents at $18.47. And North Valley Bank down a penny at 9.75. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is yielding 2.17%, while the 2-year treasury is yielding 0.2. Oil's down 12 cents a barrel at $88.78. And precious metals are lower, with gold down $22 an ounce at $1,815, while silver's down 11 cents an ounce at $41.30. This is Chris Lasondek of the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. And always like having that update. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. It's Carl and DeBott, and this is Free Fire Radio.
Fans, get ready for this star power showdown. Watch the much-talked-about Mayweather versus Ortiz match as they go head-to-head with 12 rounds in the ring for the WBC Welterweight World Championship. Broadcasted live on pay-per-view at the Wind River Casino Event Center. Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. Tickets are only $15. Includes food. This event will sell out fast. Get your tickets now. Don't stop there. Go the distance and join DJ Sammy in Overtime Sports Bar and Lounge, bringing down the house as he is live in the mix with his premier video mixing, spinning all your favorites. If you've had a little too much fun, Wind River offers a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home from 6 p.m. to 3 a.m. that will take you anywhere within the Reading Anderson city limits. You must be 21 to attend. Great entertainment is coming your way with the pay-per-view Mayweather versus Ortiz bout, broadcasted live at Wind River Casino on Saturday, September 17th at 6 p.m. For more information on this action-packed night, log on to windriver.com or check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had 3 different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years, right in California.
Hi folks, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Abbott, 7:16 in the morning on August the 31st, last day of August. We've got a lot of things to talk about here before we get to our guest. Okay, Jim Reed is running against Wally Herger. He has made his announcement. He will be here in town, in fact, today. I think he's going to be on the corner of Placer and Market Street.
Just to make sure,
he's going to be at 9 a.m. at the corner of Placer Market Street, and he's going to go to be in Chico and then Grass Valley.
Well, we know his campaign manager.
That's right, at least in this area, Frank.
Yeah.
Anyway, he is running against Congressman Wally Herger, who is also in town. He was going to be out at Simpson University tonight at a town hall meeting. We're going to have, of course, both on the show. We're working to have Congressman Herger on for next week, but we'll get Jim Reed on. I mean, he was on our show several times last time he ran. He thinks he's got a much better shot at it this year. With all
the
different
things going on. People are starting to get to know who he is, and, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. The Churn Creek. This is another big thing. They wanted to get this on a initiative, and they needed to get 6,500 signatures, 6,544 signatures. And they have more than 11,000 people signed the petition. Now, how many of those are going to be good? In other words, a lot of people sign petitions twice, at least, and they don't live in the area or whatever. But they're fighting the idea of having the new mall that's going to take about 100 acres down there built. So that's a big thing. Now, we've had both sides on this, and in fact, we've had phone calls from the Idaho organization that wants to put in the mall, and we're going to have them on also here in the next few days, as soon as we can work them into our schedule too. Anyway, so that's much more support than they thought they were going to get.
You know, I have to laugh about this one because some people just aren't going to take it. Seems that, if you were in San Diego, this is just something that I think that could possibly happen anywhere, especially those of you at bow seasons opening up here soon. According to our guests, I'm hearing it. Information. Anyway, San Diego police say a 16-year-old boy throwing rocks at a sport utility was struck by a crossbow arrow fired by a passenger. Ain't gonna take your abuse, kitty boy. Police say the shirtless boy and a friend were throwing rocks at a black Toyota RAV4 in the Linda Vista neighborhood Monday afternoon when a passenger fired a crossbow out the window. Sorry,
well, you know what? Hey, let me put it this way.
The boy was shot in the right side and was taken to the hospital, the San Diego Union Tribune said. There were no names released and nobody was arrested.
Well, what about if somebody came up and was throwing rocks at your Jeep? Your new Jeep.
Yeah.
Now, what would you do?
If I had a crossbow?
Yeah.
I'd fire it.
Yeah. I figured you'd be lucky.
Oh,
if
what
the,
about,
the guy'd
okay.
be lucky if he walked away.
I have to tell you, when we were on our bikes, remember this white car that came on the right side? Now, we're on the right lane. There's six of us.
On I-5.
an I-5 right by Williams, and this white car came on the right side on the shoulder. On the shoulder and zoomed past us. We were sweaty. We had, I don't know about you, but several of us had sweaty palms for about 20 minutes because we thought, God, had to be on drugs. What were you thinking? This was dangerous. You could have clipped one of us. Yeah. Anyway.
Okay, hey, we're going to take a quick break, get back in the schedule here. When we come back, we've got two stories that are related, and they're both sad in different ways, but they're also. Also ones that we need to talk about. And so when we come back, we're going to discuss that. This is Carl on the Bot, 7:20 in the morning, August the 31st. This is Free Fire Radio.
Tobacco and Brew just got back from the Las Vegas Cigar Show. Now through October 30th, Tobacco and Brew is offering the new Vega Fina cigar at 15% off. They're going to be featuring those cigars at the Big Bike Weekend at their cigar event on October 6th, starting at 6 p.m. Vega Fina is one of the most sought-after Dominican cigars in Europe. And let's not forget the stinky cigar ashtrays. Uh-huh. Those are perfect for outdoor, all stainless steel, and hold large cigars. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Here we go.
Linda Scott on the spot. Linda Scott on the spot. Hey, hey. Linda Scott on the spot. Linda Scott on the spot.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me Thursday nights at 6 p.m. for On the Spot with Linda Bott right here on KCNR 1460. Brought to you by California Auto Repair and Smog, Cars, and Anselmo Vineyards. Don't forget the Summer Music Series. Join me Thursday nights and let's talk music, fashion, film, fun, what's hot and what's not. On the Spot with Linda Bott Thursday. See you then.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Today, most beef and poultry products come from factory farms, from animals raised in confinement, fed antibiotics, and genetically modified organisms. Fortunately, there's a local source of humanely raised grass-fed beef, organic chickens, and pastured free-range eggs. The Martin family at the Lazy 69 Ranch near Round Mountain wants you to get back in touch with your food and your farmer. Look for Lazy 69 products at Orchard Nutrition, Holiday Market, Sunset Market, or online at Lazy69Ranch.com.
This is KCNR,
the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning and welcome to KCNR 1460. Chat Packers, good morning. We love the fact that you are...
You guys are hot today.
You guys, we had our coffee this morning, didn't we?
Well, as they used to say in the submarine service in the World War II, and they go and they fire that torpedo. Running hot, straight, and true. That's the Chat Pack.
Currently 65 degrees. Going to be 94 today. And weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Okay, let's talk about those stores. It's a sad...
Stories. Okay.
Afghanistan. The bloodiest month ever. 66 Americans killed. The most since July of 2010. Of course, that includes the SEAL team that was killed. And the 22 that were, you know, the 22 there, and I think there was 26 killed total Americans. This is the fighting season. This is the fighting season over in Afghanistan. You may think that it's fighting season all year long, but it isn't. It gets cold and everybody pulls back. They go on Taliban and Al Qaeda go on summer vacation someplace, or winter vacations, I guess. But something to keep in mind: 66 of our fellow Americans killed in Afghanistan, and at the same time, a guy, somebody that was passing himself off as a special forces hero. Now you know that every warrior that goes in the service is a hero, and losing their lives, heroes. Well, 22 of those people killed were SEALs, special operations teams. Well, here's a gent by the name of William Hiller. He's been telling people for years, I mean years, that he was a Green Beret. And he pleaded guilty to wire fraud earlier this year, and he was sentenced Tuesday to 21 months in federal prison and $170,000 in restitution. Now you're saying, now how can you do that? Because they've ruled that even though there was a law that said you can't pass yourself off as being in the military if you weren't, they said it was unconstitutional. People can lie. Yes, people can lie about that. It's perfectly okay with the law. It doesn't mean it's right or moral, but it's okay to lie about being in the service and being a hero. But what he did was he passed himself off as an expert in counterterrorism, and he sold his services to people to give classes teaching counterterrorism and drug and human trafficking interdiction. Well, then it becomes fraud because he didn't have that experience. He had never been there. He had never been in the special forces for 28 years. And so what happened is these first responder organizations in the places he went to sued him. And they won, and so he's got to, and then he, because it was wire fraud, he's going to jail, he has to pay back the money, and it all started because somebody that listened to him talk one day, who had been in the Special Forces, said, this guy wasn't in the Special Forces, and, you know, if he was, I don't believe it.
He should be treated like a spy and held accountable like a terrorist.
Well, I don't know if he should be like that, but the fact is that he is going to jail. And you know, what he did was, it's not just that he just said he was a special forces, or, you know, or a Marine, or just, you know, a soldier or a sailor. It wasn't that. He used it to make money. That's when you can put him in jail. I think there are people out there that, you know, oh, he's a hero. He gets right. A special meal. We're going to have a parade, and he's going to be the, you know, and this has happened.
Right.
They've been the grand marshals of parades based on a lie.
He could have put thousands of people's lives in danger with
that's
his incorrect
thing.
Information. Yeah. So that's why I think you should, you know, it's not. It's more than just a lie. It's a lie that can avalanche or escalate into where that information that's incorrect information, that's made up information,
mm-hmm.
put people at risk.
Well, you know, even if
Americans at risk.
Even if he even had the same, you know, there's one thing to come in here and say you're an expert because I've done all these things, I've had all this training, and then recite something out of a book that you stole. Okay. You ready for this now? Okay,
all right.
Let's go on. Styrofoam packaging is going. They're trying to make it illegal in California for businesses to. So you know when you have that, you have that meal, and they give you, and you have that extra salad left over, and they put it in a styrofoam, you know, container to take home, or it's in your coffee. California's trying to make that illegal. You know, hey, here you go, small businesses. Here we go again. So how are you going to pack up that Chinese food or that?
Or that
burrito? Huh?
Well, they do have. It's pressed. It's kind of like pressed cardboard, but it's not. They do. It's like egg cartons that
coated
come from
with wax. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now here's the other part, though. Guess who's exempt?
Oh boy.
Government agencies, schools, and anything that has you know the government.
It's bad for the environment,
No, not if you're from the government.
Right.
So if you're a small business, we're going to take that styrofoam away from you. But if you're in the government, oh, it's okay. No, it's okay. Oh, we're all right here. So, okay. Gosh, there's just so many things going on. But we have Mark Kent here. And he's going to be with us after the break. And he's got a great show.
Heck about a guy who's going to fire you up.
Yeah, that's right. Not only that, but we've had Mark on before talking about gold and silver. So we'll probably kind of roll through that and economics and the Federal Reserve. But we want to talk about his show, mainly. But then talk about the, you know, the other...
He's the go-bag expert.
There you go. And that was it. We had him here to how to escape. And if you're going to escape, here's the bag to take with you. And I bet a lot of people on the East Coast wish they had...
Oh,
and
boy.
Oklahoma, when the fires hit, they just people got up and just ran. Okay, we got to take a break. This is Carl and the Bot. We've got the news, and we come back with Mark Kent. This is Free Fire Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, Wall Street gets a boost on the last trading day in August. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 113 points. We received fresh data on the labor market today. Payroll processing firm ADP says the private sector added 91,000 jobs in August, but that came in shy of Wall Street expectations. More than half of those jobs came from small businesses. A separate report shows the pace of jobs being cut slowed down in August after 3 months of increases. Both reports lead up to Friday's big monthly jobs number. And Ford is hoping that its partnership with Zipcar will drive up sales. The automaker will supply vehicles for the car-sharing company at more than 250 college campuses. The primary target, students who would prefer short-term vehicle rentals over the expense of owning a car. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
I've been riding since I was 17. Flat out my whole life. Had some medical issues. Then I was prescribed one drug one place, another somewhere else. United Healthcare saw I could be in real trouble if I'd have taken both drugs together. They spotted the danger, and United Healthcare warned my pharmacist in time. We only get one shot, and I want to leave this life exhausted.
We're more than 78,000 people looking out for 70 million Americans. That's health in numbers. United Healthcare.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Jets, and more Jets. The U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds roar into town to headline the Exchange Club of Reading's Air Show 2011 at the Reading Municipal Airport.
Saturday, September 24th and Sunday, September 25th.
The show features more jets than ever before. In addition to the T-Birds, fans will thrill to aerial jet demos by an A-10, Canadian Forces F-18, and a T-33 shooting star. See Eddie Andrini in his P-51 Mustang. See Melissa Pemberton's circling husband Rex as he flies in his wingsuit. Gates open at 8 a.m. Adults $10 pre-sale, $16 at the gate. Children 11 and under, general admission free. General admission tickets on sale at Rayleigh's locations in Reading, Red Bluff, and Chico. Flight deck tickets available at www.readingairshow.org. That's www.readingairshow.org. Sponsors include KLXR AM 1230, KCNR AM 1460, ArcSign Engineering, MD Imaging, Wind River Casino, CGI Technical Services.
The degree to which we enjoy good health, vitality, and freedom from pain and suffering is directly related to the level of responsibility we're willing to assume for our bodies and our lives. Hi, I'm Nancy Sutton Pierce, host of the Conscious Living Show every Saturday, KCNR1460.com. My show is about helping you uncover your authentic self, discussing health, laughter, love, truth, sex, and so much more. We awaken to who we really are and why we're here, then life improves. Bon Jovi says, "I'm going to live while I'm alive." Are you? Tune in every Saturday, 11 to noon, KCNR 1460, streaming live, KCNR1460.com. My website, ConsciousLivingYoga.com, will give you more information. The Conscious Living Show is graciously sponsored by Orchard Nutrition Center, your friendly Whole Foods store.
Our sponsors support us. We hope you'll support them. Tell them you heard it on KCNR 1460. This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Vaught.
Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm Carl and Linda Vaught. 7:35 in the morning, August the 31st. It is still the last day of August.
I'll tell you what, the chat room is just ripping up.
I can't keep
you guys are
up
great.
With the chat room because it moves so fast.
It flips.
You all have talked about everything there, and it's all been kind of exciting.
That's really cool.
Styrofoam really hit. All of you are for banning Styrofoam. I guess I have no problem with that, banning Styrofoam. But it's got to be for everybody. It can't just be for the small business. Again, whack. Right?
Well, we need to develop something. Expanded polystyrene is possibly one of the best insulators that we have. It keeps like human organs from spoiling and from point A to point B. So we have to develop.
That's what skin did then.
For transplants, It's one of the best insulators we have. So if we're going to, suddenly ban this stuff, we need to have a viable alternative in place. And there's always these unintended consequences when we make these huge changes to our
laws. We're
just
talking about coffee cups here, Bob.
Yeah. Well,
hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew.
2143.
There's no styrofoam there, I don't think.
Oh, there might be. Joe and Shelley have a great place there, Espresso Joe, speaking of coffee. But you know what? It doesn't come in styrofoam containers. It comes in regular, coffee containers that they have. And they do so much for our community with the volunteer work they do and the way they support the veterans. Veterans get discounts down there. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Yeah. Tobacco and Brew.
Tobacco and Brew.
That's right, Espresso Joe's. Hey, you know what? While we were at Tobacco and Brew at some time, we had a survivalist event in the community room. And it was really one of the most informative, inspiring shows I think we've ever done, and that's because of our next guest, who it really covers so many, is an expert in so many fields, but it really a survivalist expert, and brought his go bag and all the different things to go bag. And we were talking about that before we went to break about, how many people would have had a go bag when they had to evacuate immediately and they had to leave everything behind and they didn't. It was just that people don't think it's going to happen to them. So please welcome to the program this morning, Mark Kent. Welcome.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Fine. Hey, Mark. And Mark, the reason we're having Mark here today, of course, is he can talk about a number of things, but we like to talk about his show on Sundays.
Sovereign Mind Radio.
There you go. And, when people say Sovereign Mind Radio, what's that?
What is Sovereign Mind Radio?
Well, it's we cover a lot of different things. Mostly I cover financial survival because we've got an ongoing collapse in the dollar and the finances that not too many of the mainstream economists will admit to because they're mostly Keynesian theories. And they ignore the Austrian theory of economy, of economics, because it doesn't fit into their politically correct way of thinking. But as we can see from what's happening out there with the Keynesian theory, it's not working. I mean, we're in our third summer of recovery. You think about that for a second. We've been recovering for three summers.
Okay, could you explain for those who don't know what the Keynesian theory is?
Well, it's the basic theory of that the government can solve all the problems by injecting money into the system. And it kind of goes to John Law's theory of economics. John Law was a Scottish economist back in the day in France in like 1720. And he came in and convinced the king that the value of the land, the wealth of the land, was vested in the people's labor and into the currency itself. Okay, so the currency was backed by the people's labor and the wealth of the nation. But having no intrinsic value, the problem is you can debase the currency by just continually making more of it. So it's just like anything. If we had a currency that was bear teeth back in a cave, and all of a sudden one guy shows up and he's got a he gets everybody's pile of bear teeth, and then has a little press and starts counterfeiting them. Pretty soon the bear teeth are worthless because what gave them the value was the fact they were scarce. just like gold and silver.
White diamonds are keep their prices elevated because they restrict the number of diamonds on the market.
Absolutely. I had this discussion last night with a person. Well, why don't we just do diamonds? Well, there's a couple of problems with that. Number one, diamonds aren't even rare. I mean, you know, the De Beers mines down in South Africa only let so many onto the market because they know if they restrict the market, it drives up the price. Well, you know, the difference between diamonds and gold are gold holds the value in itself, and each ounce of gold is exactly like any other ounce of gold out there, see? So you can, you know, break it up into small segments. You know, that's why it's money. And, you know, I was telling a person last night down at Red Bluff is all you have to understand about why gold and silver and not diamonds is this, okay? And the three quotes I like to give are from, let's go back to Bernanke a couple weeks ago when Ron Paul asked him, is gold money? And he goes, no. And then he says, well, why do you guys keep it over at the Federal Reserve? Because it's tradition. Really? Are you serious? So, you know, the next quote I give is, let's go back to J.P. Morgan.
Wait a minute. You mean Bernanke from Federal Reserve?
Yeah.
Said that gold
is not money.
Is not money.
Really? I mean, we should.
Is it like it's not paper money or it's not worth anything?
It's not money.
It's not money.
I mean, go to the dictionary and look up money. It says gold. Gold coins. Okay. So now let's go to J.P. Morgan. Okay. I mean, tradition. Give me a break. So J.P. Morgan... he said that gold is the only real money. Everything else is credit. And if you understand that, you go, yeah, that makes total sense. Here's one of the guys that started the Federal Reserve saying there is nothing but gold for money. And then the guy who's running the Federal Reserve says gold isn't money. Okay, so which is it? Well, if you look at credit, if you look at any other instrument, they're all debt instruments, whether it's a mortgage or whether you have a bank account or whether it's dividends. It predicates on someone else paying a certain amount based on the principal. It's all credit. Okay, it's not real money. So gold doesn't depend on any other source to retain its value. That's why it's money. Okay? And then I'll give you the last quote. This was from Herbert Hoover in 1933. What he said was, we have gold because we can't trust government.
Wow.
I mean, you put those three together, somebody's lying. Okay? Or doesn't know what they're doing. And, you know, when I hear the Federal Reserve either lying or doesn't know what he's talking about, I'm thinking, this guy's in charge? See, that's the difference between real economic theory, Austrian economy, is it's the gold has the value because it's intrinsic. And they're saying the money has the value and we can just keep printing it because gold is really not money.
You know, this is a this is why one of the reasons. This is just one of the reasons that we are where we are right now today. We've got to take a break. We're going to come back. Mark Kinn is our guest, the host of Sovereign Mind, and also our local economic
expert
here, Carl Lindebaugh. This is Free Fire Radio.
Varicose veins keeping you from wearing the clothes you want to wear? In the afternoons, do you feel the need to just sit down and put up your aching legs to relieve the pain? We have great news for you. Now there's an affordable, permanent, minimally invasive treatment for varicose veins offered right here in Reading by the Interventional Division of MD Imaging. Our interventional doctors now have a procedure that takes less than 1 hour to perform, leaves no scars or stitches, and provides immediate relief of your symptoms. Imagine being able to stand for hours without aching legs. Wear shorts again without the embarrassing bulges and discoloration. Many insurance carriers cover this treatment based on medical necessity for symptom relief. Call the Interventional Division of MD Imaging today at 245-5945. MD Imaging. Trust.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent of Sheldon Largent Realty and the Largent team, and I would like to invite you to listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we talk about everything real estate. It's well established that amateur hour is over. It's time for professional. You deserve the best. You deserve a superstar. So listen in every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 for the Kurt Largent Radio Show, where we answer all of your real estate questions. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Pete Metz at Megastar Mortgage, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer, today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460. 530-605-4567.
No. Yeah, you guys just cue me up with what you want to know about.
Hey.
I tried to tell you.
I know. Well, welcome back. Hey, we're going to talk about...
Hey, our guest is Mark Kent, host of Sovereign Mind. It's on a Sunday right here on KCNR from 6 p.m. Seven, and we've been talking about gold and silver and that, but let's talk about your show, Mark.
Okay, you know, we've had some really great guests on. You know, the one big feather in my cap, you know, that I really was excited about was Janine Turner, because I was kind of a big fan. And she was on, not this last week, but the week before. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to break into some, you know, higher profile celebrities so that we, you know, can get people to, you know, listen to us, you know, and, you know, become a fan, just to get the name out there, advertise, whatever you want to call it. But we're looking at possibly Chuck Norris coming up, and I think we've got we're waiting on a commitment from Gary Sinise.
Excellent.
And I'm trying to get a hold of Tom Selleck right now, but he's a little harder to reach. I've also got Ted Nugent. I think I've got a commitment from Ted Nugent. And so we're putting those guests in line because, you know, we want to, you know, have some exciting guests on. I mean, who doesn't like Ted Nugent, you know? Maybe a communist guy in China, but...
I understand he's got
probably a few people that are...
He's got a Killer Wild Game cookbook, too.
I don't think PETA's really real happy with Ted, but but then again, that's okay.
Well, so that's really exciting that, you know, we believe in you. We think you're a star.
Thank you.
And, you know, we're excited that you're on KCNR and that you've, you know, again... growing your show. Good is good, and people get the word out when good is good, and
thank you.
You're really great at what you do. Before we took a break, I have to go back to this because you were I hear things in snippets too. You were talking about the fact that gold during the Egyptian times, I want to talk about the relevancy of gold and what the difference between what it would buy in those days and where we are now.
Well, there's a standard rule of thumb that, you know, there's that everybody uses as an example. There's better examples of how you do it, but they always use the example of that gold is typically worth 300 loaves of bread, whether it's in Egyptian times or even now. We've got a little bit above that right now because we're in a bull market, because we're in an inflationary cycle, so it's a little bit above that, but it's relative. Same for that it will buy a brand new nice suit is another one that people like to measure with. So if you look at right now, what does a nice suit cost you? I'm thinking close to $1,800. So
it, wow.
Yeah. So
I guess if you go to Lords of London or something and you
again,
have...
I said a nice suit. you can get a lot nicer than that, but you
okay,
know.
Go on.
So, but the way to really measure it is you can't measure it in paper dollars right now because the currency is being manipulated big time. Okay. I mean, they're just up there printing to keep up with the thing. They're deficit spending. I think QE3 will occur in September. But the other way to measure this thing is against the Dow, for example. How many ounces of gold does it take to buy a share of the Dow? And so, or silver for that matter. So historically, that fluctuates big time based on the currency supply. It's not so much that the gold itself is fluctuating in value as much the currency is fluctuating in value. See, the currency is either being debased and becoming worth less because there's more out there, or it's being tightened up and becoming worth more because there's less out there. It's a real simple supply and demand issue. So that's why the gold standard was implemented by a founding father. So, again, we go to the Herbert Hoover quote. You know, we have gold because we don't trust our government. That's why, you know, the founding father said, we don't want to have any of this currency backed by nothing, because what will happen is somebody will try to deficit spend, and then they'll cover their spending by printing more money, and they'll have an inflationary cycle. Sound kind of familiar?
Yeah, but we got a question that just came in here and has to do with this, but it looks like, is silver going to go sky high then?
Silver is going to do incredible things. If you don't get on the silver boat right now, you are going to miss it. It's going to, when it happens, it could happen fairly quickly. Yeah, the 16-to-1 ratio is still realistic. It's actually going to be more than that when we get through with this cycle. And the reason being is the industrial use, and they've been covering up the fact that they've been papering over the market with counterfeit silver stock, basically. Okay. JP Morgan Chase, HSBC, has been shorting the market, what they call naked shorting the market, and selling paper that's not backed by silver. And I had an estimate yesterday to the tune of 5,000-to-1 ounces. In other words, they've counterfeited basically worldwide 5,000 paper ounces to 1 ounce of silver, where there's going to be a reckoning.
But how
here.
Can they do that?
They've been doing it. It's actually common knowledge in the market, because where they hold their silver supplies that back their paper is at the COMEX, you know, the Commodities Exchange, and the London Bullion Exchange. And the way they do it is they just sell it, whether they have any back by now. Just like they print, where do they get print money with no, you know, backing?
Okay, but if people said, okay, I'm going to sell that.
Right.
All right, now they've got to back it. But they can back it with dollars, though, right? Or not?
Only if the people accept dollars.
Accept dollars. But if people want the silver,
right,
now they're in trouble. Okay.
This is great stuff. We're listening to Mark Kent. He's our special guest today. Sovereign Minds Radio. You'll hear him here on KCNR Sunday night. We're taking your calls here. We've got about 10 minutes left in the program. Give us a call here, 605-4567. This is KCNR 1460.
From time to time, solemn oaths to make positive changes in our lives. We call them resolutions. Many resolutions require great personal sacrifice. To lose weight, to get in shape, to be friendlier to your in-laws. This time, make a resolution where success is guaranteed. Improve your dental health. It requires no sacrifice, just a phone call to Palisadro Dentistry at 547-5757. Even after years of dental neglect, Dr. William Farrell and his able staff will employ cutting-edge techniques gained over 30 years of professional experience to restore that youthful, charming smile. Anxiety is no longer an impediment to dental health. Palisadro Dentistry specializes in overcoming dentist dread with sedation dentistry. For worry-free dental care, call Palisadro Dentistry today at 547-5757 or visit palisadrodentistry.com. And who knows, with an improved smile, maybe your in-laws will like you better. Special consideration to veterans. Financing available. OAC.
Hi, it's Bob Belongi, owner of Belongi Entertainment Enterprises and co-host of Boomer Tech Radio. Remember those old-style camcorders? Yeah, they were big and bulky, but they were so great for capturing memories of vacations, birthdays, weddings, school sports, and other memories. Now, there's just one problem. It's getting harder and harder to find something to play those tapes on, and forget about making a good copy that you can share with family and friends. And not only that, your tapes are dying. The more time that goes by, the harder it will be to save those memories for the future. Belongi Entertainment Enterprises can convert your old VHS videos, audio cassettes, reel-to-reel tapes, and records to DVD and compact discs that are easy to back up, easy to duplicate, and will last for decades when properly stored. Save those memories. Call Belongi Entertainment Enterprises at 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
Everywhere around the world.
you're concerned about fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution, then join Elizabeth and Aaron on Sunday mornings for We the People, 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Our expert guests cover everything from private property rights to how our local government can impact your life. Don't miss out on the wealth of knowledge on We the People, brought to you by the Reading Tea Party. America.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire meeting. Carl on about 7:55 in the morning, August the 31st. Here's our guest, Mark Kent, who is a host on one of our shows here on Sundays called Sovereign Minds, which is a great show. It talks about all types of different subjects. But we're talking gold and silver right now, and we have a question that came in here.
Sure.
Let me see if I can get it. Good. You know, the chat pack is going so fast that it's almost impossible to catch this. What to do with pan gold? Should we sell it or should we keep it? What minimum weight is best before you bring it in? And can you tell the difference between fool's gold and real gold? These are all questions from one person.
I'm not sure what he meant by the minimum part. I didn't quite understand the question.
Is there a minimum? I guess it is. Is it a minimum
weight of what
weight
you bring in?
To bring in?
When you bring in a minimum weight in order to like, say, I just got this pan gold.
I don't think there's a minimum. You can sell any amount of weight you want, depending on who you're selling it to. Right now, I wouldn't be selling any of it, because when the paper dollar crashes, the paper becomes worthless, and the only place you can salvage your wealth is in precious metals. I mean, you can go back in history, example after example after example. What happens is the gold always rises to the amount of currency supply in existence, and it crosses over, then it heads back down on the other side to a degree. But we are not even we're at the bottom of the trough right now compared to how much is in existence as far as paper. So that is why I wouldn't sell it at all. And then what was the other part of the question?
It was if you could tell the difference between fool's gold and real gold.
Well, yeah. I mean, I used to be I used to dredge when I was about 20 years old for a living. And if you can't tell the difference, you shouldn't be out dredging.
You know, well, I think is that, you know, people pick it up. Is there an easy way to tell the difference?
Yeah, it's heavy. Gold is the heaviest non-ferrous metal in the world. I mean, and fool's gold is flaky, pyrite. I can show you one and the other, and you'll know immediately right away.
So you're looking for the heavier... not the lighter kind. But, you know, when you get down to, you know, I see people, well, first of all, we've outlawed dredging. So
right.
Now we've got people out panning for gold. And I guess it's kind of like worth your time.
Yeah, at $1,800 an ounce, it's,
I guess
yeah,
so.
Yeah, so when I was dredging, it was $200 an ounce, maybe two and a quarter if I remember right. But and I'll tell you, that's hard work. I mean, spend, you know, 8 hours in the water, in cold water, mountain stream runoff in the spring. For a while, you come out, you can't even talk because your lips are so cold. So that's hard work. Panning, for me, would never be worth it.
I guess
I can make more money and buy it, you know. But for fun, hey, that's a great thing. I've got pans. I've got a little sluice box right now even. As a hobby, it's great. If you're trying to make a living, oh, man, you're going to kill yourself. So unless you're in a... Well, that's right.
Pocket.
If you're in a pocket where you're pulling 5 or 10, I mean, my grandpa actually owned a silver or a gold mine back in the day in the 40s when it was 40 an ounce. And they used to mine gold, and they would measure the gold payment by leveling off the top of a coffee cup and pouring it out. That was your month's work.
Oh,
now, you think about that for a second.
Yeah. Well, you know, Mark Kent is our guest, and we've got a break here in less than 2 minutes. Thank you so much for being here. But
one
of the things, too, is when you're looking at the old days and the gold, how when they'd be paying in just pinches of gold, and how people would
or
one guy,
salt.
The guy would do it, would run his hands through his hair. He had some oil on his hair, so he would just get a day's pay essentially just by running his handling the gold dust.
Have you seen,
And it'd be in his hair.
You ever watch Paint Your Wagon?
Yeah. That's right.
So this Sunday, your show, tell us about the Sunday evening.
This Sunday evening, I'm not sure who I have guests on yet.
Well, that's all right, because you have a lot, you have a gazillion, so much information with what's happening with our volatile market.
Yeah, I've still got to nail it down, and I've been so busy, and I was sick this last week. But I will have a guest. I've got a couple, three lined up that I'm going to, get on there. I just got to have it nailed down.
Well, there's so many things, like Ian says, you can talk about, Mark.
Yeah,
so thanks again for being on.
Sovereign Mind Radio is right here on KCNR. Your host is Mark Kent. Thank
Sunday
you so
from
much.
6 to 7 p.m.
You bet.
Okay, when we come back, Silas Lyons, the editor of the Record Searchlight, will be here with us, and we're going to be talking to Silas about, what's the future of newsprint? What's the future of printed media in any form? And Silas, and also other things that concern the Record Searchlight itself.
All right, we'll be right back. You've been listening to KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's tough to clean up from Irene when it's tough to even salvage things.
Everybody's stuff is kind of wrapped around trees, over power lines.
She's in flooded out upstate New York. More people had to be evacuated in the floods in New Jersey. In Vermont, they have finally reached every small town that was inundated, completely cut off by the storm.
We have lots of mountains and valleys, and our little teeny brooks and tributaries turned into raging rivers.
As Governor Peter Shumlin, more than 2 million are still without power down to North Carolina. In Libya, Gaddafi is still hiding out. His hometown, a war front, as rebel leaders get more financial aid. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin was in Tripoli, now has moved across the Tunisia border.
There's still one pro-Gaddafi town near here. We took a detour to avoid it. And further east, the city of Sirte is now surrounded by rebels. They're urging troops there to surrender by the weekend. Separately, the Associated Press quotes the rebels saying one of Gaddafi's sons is negotiating his surrender. And the rebels say they have an idea where the ousted leader himself is. No details. But our family members were in Algeria after likely traveling through Libya's desert south. On the Tunisian-Libyan border, Alistair Wanklin, Fox News Radio.
The U.S. has wasted a lot of money in Iraq and Afghanistan. $60 billion and counting. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
The Commission on Wartime Contracting co-chair Mike Tebow says they're not criticizing government contractors.
It is about criticizing bad contract.
That is a lack of oversight, government rules that don't work in new situations, and over-relying on those companies hired to do work like security and support.
Denial and delay are not good options.
Former Connecticut Congressman Chris Chase hopes the new Congressional Budget Supercommittee will consider some of his panel's recommendations. Dave?
Rich, the government has a hang-up with AT&T's plan to buy T-Mobile. The Justice Department moving to block the $39 billion deal, saying it would reduce cell phone competition and raise prices. On Wall Street, a rally, the Dow's up 86. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar Emergency, this is Sean. What is the nature of the emergency?
I'm having a seizure.
I have you located on Spring Street. I will quickly contact 911 to help you, sir.
911.
This is OnStar Emergency. I have a gentleman on the line. He says he's having a seizure. I can bring him on the line. Go ahead, 911.
How old are you?
29.
And you're having a seizure?
Yeah.
Are you having trouble breathing?
I need some help.
I've got help coming to you.
I'll stay on the line with you until the first responders arrive.
If there's an emergency, just push one button. OnStar knows your exact location and can get you the right help right away.
You see the fire truck now, sir? Thank you so much for your help, dispatch. And, sir, I'll let you speak to the fire department. If you need anything else, I'll press the emergency button again.
All right.
The safety of OnStar is now available for your car with new OnStar FMV. Add it to your car at Best Buy or visit OnStar.com for availability, system limitations, details, and a store near you. OnStar. Live on.
President Obama is urging Congress to extend a federal highway bill that is supposed to expire at the end of September.
It's inexcusable to put more
jobs at risk in an industry that's already been one of the hardest hit over the last decade.
He says his six-year plan would pay for the construction and the highway spending through fuel taxes. A Senate proposal would only extend it for 2 years. Wildfires in very dry Oklahoma City and North Texas have burned down about three dozen homes.
Very concerned about today and tomorrow. We've got high winds, very warm conditions, of course, drought conditions.
A perfect recipe to spark even more wildfires, says Oklahoma Emergency Management Director Albert Ashwood. There is some new hope for some cancer victims.
When it works very fast. A new cancer drug that can shrink tumors. It's a proven success, but it only meets the needs of a small number of people. For about 60% of them, it's a twice-a-day pill that can kill lung cancer. The people it's good for are those with a form of non-small cell lung cancer marked by a genetic variation called ALK. They make up as many as 11,000 cancer patients a year in the U.S. The new drug is called Xalkori. It's been approved by the FDA, but it won't come cheap. The cost, about $9,600 a month. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
There is a hearing today in Aruba to determine if a Maryland man suspected in his American traveling companion's disappearance will be released, or if Gary Giordano will be detained another 60 days. Robin Gardner was last seen in Aruba 4 weeks ago today. Well, as Irene wreaks havoc still in parts of the Northeast, forecasters are watching Katia, likely to grow into a hurricane sometime today and maybe later target the U.S.
The storm is a long way away from the Lesser Antilles, which are the nearest land mass.
So Jack Bevett of the National Hurricane Center won't speculate on Katia's path. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl and the Bot. 8:05 in the morning, the last day of August, the 31st. Phone lines here are 605-4567, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can pick up all the archives. You can get it all right there. And we've got the chat room going, and they've been going like crazy today. We're talking smart meters. We're talking styrofoam. We're talking gold. We're talking it all here.
There's gold in them there. Here.
I know if you're just tuning in right now, we're going to have temperatures are going to reach about 94 today. And the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Don't miss our summer music series out there on Saturday nights. Thursday evening, I'm going to have Garrett Viggers on as he is. Oh, gosh, you know, he has been in charge of that concert series, Live at Yak's, and he's going to be talking about that. He's a phenomenal musician. We're going to be listening, we're going to hear from him and some of his cuts, as well as talking to We Media, Wade Riggs, and he's going to have auditions for You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown on Lisa Collins. You may, when you're listening to the station and you hear those wonderful old time radio, that is Bill and Lisa Collins. They are fantastic, and they also have a show on Sunday evenings here on KCNR. Chat Pack is alive and well. God, we had a great guest. He's still out in the other room. We may pull him in.
We may pull him back if Silas Lyons doesn't show up here in the next few minutes. Silas is supposed to roll in here. And that happens sometimes. Okay, let's catch up on some of the other things that are happening in the world.
Well, right before me, there was I love it. We have our news correspondents, last year was extremely lucrative for a few University of California employees. Seems that 14 UC workers earned more than $1 million during 2010, up from 10 during 2009. All 35 of the highest paid state workers in California during 2010 worked for UC. The cutoff to get in that elite group, an annual salary of $800,000 plus. But before students and parents break out pitchforks and demand a refund, they should know these highly paid employees aren't taking it all from them. All are either athletic coaches supported by boosters or employees at UC hospitals supported by patient fees. Still, the data shows that fast healthcare and athletic coaches' salaries are growing.
One of the coaches is making more than the president of the university, who, by the way, is making $591,000 gross pay, was UC president Mark Udoff. But that was $50,000 less than the – did you just say that?
I'm just saying that UC, I mean, you know, UC is a really high-end school. So,
he made $50,000 less than the former UCLA assistant football coach, Norm Chow, who earned, running an offense that ranked 103rd out of 120, made $630,000 a year.
Well, if there's a booster club out there and they want to pay those kinds of fees, then let them. It's none of our business. If it's our government or our state taxes are paying for it, then that is our business.
Well, we just did. They just gave a $100,000 raise down to the University of San Diego's president. Okay, let's go to Wells Fargo, and let's talk about what's going on in the stock market today.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning.
Well, we're a little over 90 minutes into today's trading. The markets are in positive territory, though we have retreated off the highs of the day. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 90 points at 11,650. The S&P 500 is adding 11 points at 1224, while the NASDAQ Composite is up 22 points at 2598. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 277 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems up 15 cents at $15.78. Intel is adding 4 cents at $20.26, while Microsoft is up 45 cents at $26.67. Of local interest, PG&E up 37 cents at $42.30. North Valley Bank is down a penny at $9.75, while Tri-County's Bank is down 12 cents at $13.66. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.21%. The two-year treasury is yielding 0.22. Oil's up 12 cents a barrel at $89.02, and precious metals are mixed, with gold down $11 an ounce at $1,826, while silver's up a dime at $41.51 an ounce. This is Chris Lasondak at the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, thanks a lot, Chris. We always like getting those heads up from Wells Fargo, see what's going on. And, you know, the precious metals is such a volatile market considering, and then, you know, with the stock market going up and down. But the thing about precious metals is that it's, you know, there's only so much of it, unlike dollars, as we just learned, that you can keep printing. Okay, we've got to take a quick break here. Carl Linda Bott, 8:10 in the morning, August the 31st. This is Free Fire Radio.
Another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
This is Jeff Skaggs with Northern California Notary Services. How long have you known Barb White and been bringing your vehicles to Cars?
Since I started my business, Northern Business Associates.
Since 2006, you bring your cars in for what kind of services?
You know, I bring my car in for everything. In my business, I have to have my car or I don't have a business. I like the fact that I can bring my car in, have the concierge service, so I can drop my car off and get a ride back to my office, and I don't have to worry about it. The biggest thing is trust. I know that they're going to take care of it.
That's great. Thank you. And what would you say is the hallmark of Cars?
It's the trust in the service. I can take my car in. They'll call me, let me know what needs to be done. They'll take care of it and get it back to me that day.
Have you ever referred any of your family or friends?
I always refer people to Cars. It's a matter of just somebody that I trust to take care of my vehicle.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer, today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, KCNR 1460 on your dial, Carla Linda Bott. Welcome. Good morning. It's 8:12 in the morning. It's the 31st of August. Can you believe 66 degrees currently, and it's going to be high today of 94. The weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. Right now, let's go live on the air. Chris McCandles, welcome to the program this morning. How are you?
How are you doing, Linda?
Good. You've got some information for us.
Yeah, we have one of our stellar Marine Corps color guards that had a truck pull off in front of him a couple weeks ago, and his name's Todd LaRue. And I'd like to send out a prayer request for those guys to get him to have him get well so he can get back on track again, because that's a horrible thing that happened.
Yeah, was he in a car?
No, he was on his motorcycle.
Oh, okay.
and a truck pulled out in front of him. You know, thought it
yes,
could,
I remember
thought
that.
It could beat him across. Yeah, and it was a bad situation. And he was in a hospital in an induced coma, and thank the Lord, I found out yesterday that he's out of that, and you know he's on a road to recovery. So just want to send our prayers out to him, and you know, because he's a stellar guy, you know, for what he does for you know all us around here, for everybody.
Okay, Chris. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
And Chris,
that.
We thank you for all that that you do. Such a supporter of our veterans, and it just seems fitting that you would really be in tune with this. Also, you do have a I think you have
you've
a
got something coming
concert
up here, don't
coming
you?
Up for veterans. Tell us about that as
yeah,
well.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we have a Alpha Hind where they have the Market Fest. We're going to do another show. We did one last weekend to honor the veterans. I got five guys in my band, all six of us together, and these guys are really on board for supporting the veterans. I've been blessed with that, and we're just going to do a free show down there from 4 o'clock until probably 4 until 7, and we have a World War II veteran, Joe Nunes, or not, excuse me, he's a Korean War veteran. Joe Nunes is going to be singing hits from Frank Sinatra down there for us also. So if people want to come out and support the veterans, that would be awesome.
All right. Again, super. Time and place. Time and place again.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was at the down behind the Lady Lorenz where they hold the Market Fest at Library Park
okay.
on the stage there from 4 o'clock until 7. And like I said, we'd love everybody to come show up and show their support.
All right, Chris. Thanks a lot. Thanks for all that you do for our veterans.
Thank you guys for all you do. You guys are awesome. So you guys have a great day and God bless you.
Thanks.
Right. Thanks a lot, Chris. Okay. The Alabama. You remember when Arizona? Remember when Arizona went into their passed their laws in the state to try and curtail the illegal immigration?
Yes,
they tried to say, hey, look, we can, you know, if we pull somebody over, we can make a check on them and all this. And it went, you know, the federal government went against them.
They drew a hardcore line.
Yeah, and they just said, hey, look, you know, you're not keeping the illegals out of our state. We're going to start doing it, and it got into quite the fight there. Well, Alabama then passed their series of laws, which were even more stringent than Arizona's. Well, a federal judge has just blocked the law.
Okay.
But it's not, it, you know, what the judge said. Both sides are cheering what the judge said, if you can believe that. What the judge said is that she needed more time to look at it and that she could implement parts of it, but she wanted to take a good look at it. She was going to make her ruling in September. So you had the pro law people are saying, great, she didn't just stop it. She said, hey, I really want to take a look at this. And then the anti group said, well, you know what? She put a stay on it, but she's going to look at it. Well, the bottom line is this, is the parts of the law are you can't give housing to illegals. You can have them when they start school. They've got to prove that they're, you know, legal.
And if you hire them, you get fined.
If you hire them, they've got to prove it, and businesses can be fined for it. And when they pull them over, if they stop them, they can check, no matter if it's a felony or anything, and check and see if they're here illegally. All these things are to take their state back. And obviously, the federal government doesn't do it. The elected representatives don't do it. So what's a state to do? Well, what is a state to do if the federal government won't enforce the laws? And so they want to enforce the laws, and now all of a sudden they've been called, these laws have been called racist, they've been called, always like the Jim Crow laws from back in, you know, the 20s. I mean, it's so many things that when a state wants to take, you know, to have, you know, the laws in their state that says, we want to make sure we don't have a bunch of illegals coming across the border and staying in our state. Now, at the same time, you've got the federal government who has put a hold on deporting people until they can go through these 300,000, until they go through a review process at the White House level. And according to Neapolitano in the White House, that's because they want to get rid of the worst people. You know, the ones that, you know, we can concentrate on getting the felons out of here, not everybody else. Well, the thing about it is that those 300,000 people or cases now go on hold until they can get to them. Now, how long will it take to do that? Is this a de facto saying? Is that we're not going to deport these people? Is this a political thing? Of course, it's a political thing. So what is coming next? What can a state do to try and protect itself from what they see as a threat of being inundated with illegal immigrants? It's not legal immigration. We have friends that have immigrated here legally, and it took them a while to do it.
And those who usually have gone through the process really, really feel proud of the fact that they've gone through the process, even though some of them that we know have been beat up going through the process.
Yeah, it takes them
years.
They're
like, oh, you know what?
Why did I do this?
And what about those people that have gone through what it is to become a citizen of the United States? You know, they do citizenship, they become legal. They're so proud of being Americans that they went through the process. There is something to be said. It's like getting a degree.
They have skin in the game.
They've got skin in the game.
Which leads to the next question is how come we have so many voting pamphlets that you can only be a citizen to vote? And I think we put them in 14 different languages. Why is that?
Well,
if you are a citizen, you speak English.
I agree with that. Everybody should speak English.
If
absolutely.
You're a citizen here in our country.
Absolutely. But I do think that we are a nation of immigrants. Everybody in our country has immigrated from some place in the world.
I didn't immigrate.
Well, our families did.
Okay.
Somewhere down our line, and we know if we go through genealogy that before the United States became the United States, we all came from another part.
Right.
It could be Ireland, England. So, you know, we need to be mindful of that and be mindful of...
In other words, have different languages there so it's easier for people to understand
when they're
using their vote in power.
But they should always... But I do believe that everyone should have to speak English, shouldn't be able to have a way out to if you only speak a certain language, that you can only go through the voting process by... it's got to be mandatory. But I think that we need to be mindful of the fact that we are a nation of... A nation is young, and we all do come from other parts of the world.
A nation is young. Okay. All right, let's take a quick break here. Carl and the Bot, it's 8:20 in the morning. It's August the 31st. Our phone lines here is 530-605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and the chat room is a-poppin'.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull is there. He said if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification of the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 42 years. Redding, California.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The warm summer months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their cooling system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox has always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel to make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied. Call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today for a free estimate and rebate information. 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox. Comfort you can trust.
Come on, pick up the phone to make a little call. Free Budget Blinds is there in no time at all.
Hi, everyone. This is Jerry Bay from Budget Blinds of Reading. sometimes known as the blind guy. Is your air conditioner working overtime to keep up? Are you dreading those high utility bills this summer? Budget Blinds can help lower your energy consumption and add style to your home at the same time. Call Budget Blinds today at 226-9027 and let us show you the endless possibility of energy-saving window coverings for your home. Budget Blinds of Reading is a full-service window covering contractor. We specialize in an assortment of blinds, beautiful wood and composite shutters, draperies, as well as interior and exterior shades. Budget Blinds, your locally owned and operated window covering superstore to your door. Call us today for your free in-home consultation at 226-9027 or visit us on the web at www.budgetblinds.com. License number 848191.
Budget Blinds Superstore to your door.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio, 8:23 in the morning, August the 31st. This portion of the show brought to you by Advantage Eye Care with Dr. Joseph Lea, our optometrist of choice, 1751 Hartnell Avenue. He's been in Reading for over 20 years. He has got his own on-site lab. The people there are so professional, and Dr. Lea really cares. He cares about your vision. He cares about you. Now, your vision is so important. You want somebody that's going to care about you. And that's what Dr. Joseph Lea does. He's got the latest designs. He has glasses for the whole family. The younger you are, he can look at children. He can look at elderly. He's going to take care of you. Dr. Joseph Lea, Advantage Eye Care, 1751 Hartnell Avenue, 223-2325.
Well, before we go into another handout about a Florida lawmaker, I want to congratulate, we here at KCNR congratulate the taco shop, which is turning 25 today. That's on East Cypress Avenue. Seems that owner David Rude, who I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing his last name correctly, but he moved to Reading in 79. He was in telecommunications, and so what he did is he came and he put everything he had into the Taco Den, which is now the taco shop. So congratulations. You've stayed in business for 25 years.
Which is longer than most marriages. Okay.
And also, for those of you who are frustrated with these new smart meters.
Oh, yes. And I tell you what, the chat pack's been full of that one today.
It's another one of those, close your eyes, and all of a sudden, whether you have a choice or not, things are changing. So PG&E is going to hold a smart meter workshop next week in Reading. And in Anderson, actually a couple classes. The first two classes will be held at the Reading PG&E Customer Service Office. That's 3600 Meadowview Avenue from noon to 5, September 7th and 8 a.m. to noon on September 8th. They are going to be talking about, the deploying of smart meters and just all the information that you want to know. Here's your question. Here's your time to go find out and ask the experts, about how it works.
You know, we were chased out of Yosemite, as you all know, when we went on our trip. And yesterday I misspoke. I thought they had it under control, but they've only got 60% of it contained. So if you're planning on going to the Cedar Lodge, I don't think you should probably go there right now because the fire is going up and down the canyons there. It's burned over 5,200 acres or 8.1 square miles on both sides of Highway 140. They allowed authorities to reopen a stretch of the highway, and they lifted all evacuations order, including one covering the Rancheria community of 70 homes in Yosemite. No structures were lost, so maybe it is open again. But
are they running
what
it as
a fire?
Are they running that as a managed fire, or try to get it out as quickly as possible? More and more fires in the wildlands are being treated as managed fires. In other words, they kind of steer the fire, but they let it burn itself through naturally.
I think that's what's happening.
Does that mean managed fire?
Yes.
And I'll tell you why. It's because when we were riding right into the park, it said managed fire.
Right.
I thought that meant that they had started one and that they were controlling it.
That's a prescription burn.
Okay, well, this managed fire is what they were calling it.
Okay.
But they had blocked off. And one of the problems is the terrain there is so steep, it's trying to get people up and down into this to fight it. And I think that's what they did then.
Okay. Managed fires are an attempt to restore the natural rhythm of the forest where it clears out the underbrush. For almost a century, the Forest Service policy was out by 10 the next day. And that allowed so much junk to accumulate in the undergrowth that we started having these mega fires. So now the philosophy has changed. If the urban areas, the structures aren't threatened, they let the fire work its way through naturally. Now that means more junk in the air, but it does. It's an attempt to get the forest back to a healthy state.
Well, I'll tell you the experience that we had. Again, I know we talked about this the other day, but when we got into the gate, Groveland, which is about 20 some miles out of the gate that we got to, a park ranger had told us, and we were 10 stacked in waiting to hear each person was given information. There's a fire. We understand you're staying at Cedar Lodge. It's closed down. And, we're not exactly sure about the fire. Well, we thought, don't you have a two-way radio? Oh, and you don't have cell service here. So in order, you can go through $10 a person, by the way, to get into the park, which we were willing to give. Anyway, so there's no cell site service up till maybe 4 or 5 miles into a turnout. So we had to go through the gate to 4 or 5 miles to a turnout before we could actually call. Nobody's answering at the lodge. We're trying to reroute. Where are we going? How are we going to do this? Meanwhile, there's ash falling. And we were thinking, why isn't there a payphone or some way that we can... If you didn't have a cell phone, you were out of. You were just having to, like, stabbing.
You weren't doing too well with the cell phones. Okay, our guest today is Silas Lyons, and he's here. We're going to be having him on in the next minute, right after the news. Right before, see how much time we got left. A minute. Okay, last thing then, when we push out here, is a Florida lawmaker is welcoming students back to school by handing out 200 leather belts to help them comply with a new state law that bans saggy pants on campuses. And so,
thank God.
You know what? It's against the law to wear saggy pants on the high schools there. So he's handed out 200 leather belts.
You know why? They can hold their books instead of holding their belts up above, below their what.
So anyway, it's not a criminal. It's not criminal, but it says repeat violators can be up to be suspended up to 3 years of in school, and receive up to 30-day suspension for extracurricular activities. It also targets low cut and midriff exposing shirts on the girls. Carl Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio. It's August the 31st. Our guest is Silas Lyons, editor of the Record Searchlight, will be joining us right after these messages in the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Puso. Homeland Security Chief Janet Napolitano heading to flood-ravaged New Jersey amid another round of evacuations. The state's third largest city especially hard hit by Hurricane Irene.
Thousands and thousands of people have been evacuated here in Patterson alone. And we have to underscore the fact that this is now 3 days since Irene left this area.
Fox's David Lee Miller, the storm blamed for 44 deaths in 13 states. At the White House.
There is work to be done. There are workers ready to do it.
President Obama urging Congress to renew a federal highway bill set to expire next month.
At a time when a lot of people in Washington are talking about creating jobs, it's time to stop the political gamesmanship that can actually cost us hundreds of thousands.
The president also calling on Congress to finally extend the Federal Aviation Administration's operating authority. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Have you been thinking about installing a solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Yak's Live Art moves from the Discovery Village patio to the Cascade Theater Friday, September 16th from 7 to 10 p.m. for a North State music and art experience featuring Garrett Viggers and a Thin Places Band, Clear Cut Unplugged, Stephanie Foose and the Jazz Collectives, Mark Cooper, the Jefferson Bagpipers, and live painting by Chico artist Dylan Tellison and Redding artist Juan Edards. Tickets are $18 to $30 at the Cascade Theater box office. Call 243-8877 or go to cascadetheater.org. The show will also include an art gallery in the lobby, a live music and art silent auction, and the Yak's Live Art Exposure Scholarship and Artist Selection will be presented, which will sponsor one local band recording three songs in 3 days at the Soundhouse Studio, as well as one local photographer and painter that will have a featured spread in an upcoming issue of Enjoy Magazine. Don't miss Yak's Live Art, a North State music and art experience at the Cascade Theater, Friday, September 16th, a one-of-a-kind event. Get your tickets at cascadetheater.org.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Meeting, Carl and DeBond. 8:35 in the morning, August 31st, last day. This portion of the show is brought, last day of August, I should say, not the last day. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, and they give discounts to veterans. It's like taking a step back into time. Man's last stronghold.
Man's last stronghold.
Taking a good step back into time to where we used to have.
I just stick my toe in and say, ooh.
Yeah, but if, you know, like I said, great haircuts. Everybody is civil and everybody, you know, you just kind of go in there and just have a good time getting a haircut. At Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue in the Cypress Square Bar Shopping Center. Okay, our guest.
Our guest is a dapper. And we really like this guy. You know, we have to say that in the years that we've been in Reading, and you know, you're always accessible, and we really appreciate that. And so we would like to welcome you always to our program. Is Silas Lyons? Welcome.
Well, it's great to be here, and I always like to come on.
Yeah, editor of our Record Searchlight here, our paper in town, which we are very proud of. I mean,
Carl. I like that you call it our Record Searchlight, and I get that a lot, especially even when people are really upset with us, they call and say, "What are you doing with my paper?" And that is really, I mean, that's one of the reasons that this is a cool business to be in, because people really, it's one of those things in the community that's not just like, oh, it's another business. I mean, it's something people really feel like they own, and you feel like you own it.
Well,
because I come down here and you give me good advice on what to do, like Prickly City.
Well, Prickly City, that was such an easy call on that one.
All right, that was pretty easy.
When you took off the Drake one, and then you went to the Mallard Fillmore, and then you went to this thing saying, well, no, it's a conservative one to balance off the other one. And I read it for like what how long did it last? A month.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was, and everybody. I mean, this was across the board. People were. Yeah. So that was easy to come up with.
I think you have terms for that kind of disaster in the military, don't you?
Yes, it is. you just don't even have enough medevacs for that one. Was that your decision, or was that Bruce's decision?
That was my decision.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. All right.
I'll own it.
So I think it's really important, and we all do here, is to hear from you what's happening with the future of print.
Well, the future of print is so far printed newspapers, the way that we've had them for, you know, 150 years, are declining in circulation everywhere, right? Nobody can sit and tell you with a straight face that the newspaper industry is going in an upward direction from a circulation standpoint. So the question for us, and we've talked about this a little before, is that what we are? You know, like FedEx at one point, a long, long time ago, FedEx sat down and said, well, what kind of business are we in? and they, you know, we're in the business of putting packages on trucks and racing the trucks down the street and getting them to the right person, and then we have a logistics center and we have airplanes and we have this and we have that. They're like, no, that's not the business we're in. We're actually in the business of reliability. We're in the business of saying to you, if you buy one day service from me, it's there tomorrow, guaranteed. That's the business we're in. And so I think for the newspaper industry, what we've had to do is say, well, what business are we in? I mean, are we really in the business of running a, taking stories, editing stories, putting them with pictures, putting them on a page, putting them on a printing press, getting that press out, you know, getting those papers out the back door and putting them on driveways before 6 a.m.? Well, that's an important part of what we do, but it's not the business we're in. The business we're in is we're in the business of local news and information. We provide local news and information. Period. And so, you know, as we've talked about here before, as we've watched some of the declines, and they're slow declines, it's not like we're dropping off a cliff or anything, but as we watch these slow declines in print circulation, at the same time we've seen these really strong and fast increases in digital circulation. That's not just Reading.com. It's also more and more people accessing us on their mobile devices. We have an iPad app now. We have people who are paying for a replica edition of the newspaper. It looks just like the one that comes on your driveway, but it's on the computer. So the combination of all of those things is what's growing for us, and that's what's going to grow for us. And I think there's some really important things we have to figure out about that part of the business, that new part of the business, which is kind of fun. But that's how it's going to happen. It's really about, are we still local? Are we still relevant in the community? And what's the size of our sphere, if you will? How many people do we reach? And right now we reach more people than we have really, as long as we've been around.
Because of being online. Mm-hmm. How long does it take once information comes across the wire and then you've got somebody there that is reporting, obviously, into Reading.com so that we can hear when a fire's broken out or something's happened? What's usually the response for your organization to get it on the...
To get it on Reading.com?
Yes.
It can be as little as 5 minutes. There's times when the turnaround from actually learning about an event to getting it online, and for updates to a story that's already up, it can be as little as 2 minutes. We move very quickly on breaking news. We found that it's the thing that people want the most on Reading.com. We look at those statistics every single day. We look at how many page views each story got, and every single day, it's the breaking news that people are by far the most interested in, and so
yeah,
we respond.
I guess
really
that's probably true. You know, but I like to go back too, and I'll look at articles that have been back in here. But and because if you're gone for 3 days, things happen in this town. People don't realize it, but a lot of things happen in this town in 3 days. And then like something I was told just yesterday, I had no idea. Hey, we got to take a break though. When we come back, I want to talk about the changes you made. And a constant concern and topic has been the comments and the threads on the stories on Reading.com. And you've changed that around. And so that, you know, to try to bring maybe a little more civility into the process. So we're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back. And, a number of other things too on editorials and is good news, vice, real news, a battle? A constant battle there. You know, I imagine it is when you're thinking, you know, when you're putting the paper together, just how you did that. And I want to ask you some questions about that. This, our guest is Silas Lines, editor of the Record Searchlight. Carl and the Bot, 8:41 in the morning on August the 31st. This is Free Fire Radio.
Wind River Casino is Northern California's celebration destination. This is the place to book your next event. Book your event in July, August, or September and receive exclusive pricing on our savory barbecue buffet priced at $9.95 per person. The menu includes tasty fried chicken, barbecued baby back ribs, mashed potatoes, baked beans, coleslaw, and mouth-watering watermelon. Meetings on the river. Gatherings on the river. Giving back on the river. Evening parties on the river. Host your event at
Wind River Casino. You take the glory, we handle the stress. Whether you're hosting a soiree, meeting, charity event, conference, or planning a wedding, let Wind River Casino cater your event and make arrangements to suit your needs. Take advantage of this special $9.95 barbecue buffet pricing now. For more information on our summer barbecue buffet special, contact group sales at 1-800-280-UWIN or log on to windriver.com. Price does not reflect tax and gratuity. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, folks. Bob Dunlap, Chesa County Veteran Service Officer. If you're the surviving spouse of a war-era veteran, you may be eligible for a pension from the Department of Veterans Affairs. This is sometimes known as the widow's pension. The benefit is designed to provide assistance for a surviving spouse with limited income and significant out-of-pocket, unreimbursed medical expenses. There are many individuals, businesses, and organizations which advertise that they assist with obtaining these kinds of benefits. Please be sure of two things before accepting assistance. Number one, be sure whomever provides your assistance is accredited by the VA. And number two, you should never have to pay for assistance in obtaining your VA benefits. Your Shasta County Veterans Service Office is here to help. We're accredited and there is never a charge for our services. For more information on how we can help, please call us at 225-5616.
This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back.
We were talking about Angry Birds and or Killing Birds, some kind of game, some kind of app. You know, we really appreciate you guys chatting with us, too, on KCNR1460.com. We were just talking about what it is to be plugged in. And when we were on our trip, we were talking about how many people have their whatever smartphone, iPhone, whatever it was, and they were constantly checking it. We were here at the dinner, and there was like six green lights at a great steakhouse.
Not our lights, though.
We didn't have our lights on.
Our guest, Silas Lines, editor of the Record Searchlight, who has been who brought in his little pad today and smart pad or whatever you call them, and he's got, of course, recordreading.com on it.
And some new things.
We have an app now specifically for the iPad.
You know, one of the things you've done, you know, one of the things that's come up every time we come on here and people, you know, have commented and is that once a story is written on Reading.com, then the threads that go underneath it, and some of them are just horrible things that were said about people. Well, you all have tried to institute, you know, and they're anonymous. So you all have been trying to address this, and you've come up with something now that's a little bit different.
It is pretty different. In fact, we just recently got some publicity in the industry for it, for what we're doing and who we're doing it with. And I'll back up for a second to kind of explain what this is. It's for Reading.com, and the concept is really similar to what the airline industry has been doing for years and years with frequent flyer programs. So if you're a frequent flyer on an airline, you can start to get perks, right? You accumulate miles, which are essentially points, and at some point in the future, you can turn those in for something else. I turned mine in for a Wall Street Journal subscription because I didn't have enough to get an actual flight.
We got to check on that.
But it's great, you know. Yeah. And for people who fly a lot, I have a friend who who works in Chicago, flies all over the world. So he has like huge frequent flyer miles. It has all kinds of status. He gets treated better than other people. He has something on his bag that is like almost a badge that says, you know, this guy's really important because he flies a lot.
Yeah, let's not lose his bag.
And all this other stuff. He gets to sit in the front of the airplane, doesn't have to pay any more for that. All these great things. So what we have started working on for the newspaper industry and for specifically testing it here in Reading is how can those same kind of things that we know motivate people be applied to the newspaper website in order to achieve some of the things we want? What do we want? Well, for one thing, we want more civility. You touched on that. We want it to be a more civil, intelligent place to hang out. We also want it to be more engaging. We want people to spend more time there when they are there. And finally, we want it to make money. Plain and simple. Oh my gosh, an editor says, you know, we should make money, which would shock the publishers in our industry in some cases. But you know, look, I mean, we've gone through this. We need money in order to pay for what we do. And so our advertisers need results. And so what we did, we started working with this company in the Bay Area. It's a startup company called Bunchball, and they take the same kind of mechanics that are under the hood of any kind of popular games, and they apply them to kind of intelligently to things that are not games at all. And that's our site. It's not a game. It's a news website. It's a local news website. But some of these things are actually useful in helping to influence human behavior. And so so the first things we've done, this is kind of the tip of the iceberg, what you're seeing right now, what we've rolled out. But one of the first things we did was we created a way for people to mark comments as insightful. You could always mark, always before you could say on a comment on Reading.com, I don't think that should be here. Mark that for, I want to mark that for a moderator to look at it and delete it. And we have live human beings who get an email whenever that happens. So we said, well, we want people to be able to say it's insightful too on the flip side.
Right.
So now you can do that, and that actually shows up on the comment itself. And the comment will reflect how many times it's been marked insightful. The most insightful comments of the day will show up on the homepage, where they'll be kind of flagged, and they'll get extra attention. There's positive motivators there. I mean, what's happening is you're trying to reward people for saying things that other people within the Reading.com community find to be insightful. At the same time, you're also rewarding them as an individual with badges that go in a trophy case on their profile on Reading.com. And so those badges reflect their participation, their engagement in the site, and how respected they are over time. And so one of the most important ones is called a contributor badge. It's an actual number, and it sits there with their name on the comments. It says level 1, level 2. The highest we have right now is level 3. If you're a level 3 contributor, that means that you have received more insightful votes from other members of the community than anybody else so far. And so if you're glancing down the list, you see one of those people. The idea is that that's somebody who has managed to attract the respect of other people that are in the community. So it's a number of little positive motivators that are being put around that. At the same time, what you're doing is building identity.
Okay.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we do have a question from the chat room. Be curious to hear what your answer is on that one.
Oh,
we'll
boy.
Be right back after
this.
This
sounds like fun.
KCNR 1460.
Yeah, honey, my cholesterol thanks you. Hey, do you need help here with the dishes? Because the game's on. And...
No. You go ahead. You know me. I live for cleaning the kitchen, especially after cooking 2 pounds of bacon.
I would have made him help.
Honey, did you say something?
No, I'm good. It's me down here, your drain.
Okay.
I noticed you're about to dump all that bacon grease down into me, and I thought you should know that...
That I'm going crazy because my sink is talking to me?
Well, technically I'm your drain, and yeah, it's a little crazy, but drains have feelings too, you know. That's why, as tempting as it is, dumping kitchen grease down into me can clog me.
Good to know.
Yeah, one more thing. My cousin Toilet wants to remind you to quit tossing your baby wipes or dusting wipes down him. It can severely clog our sanitary sewers.
It's true. Improper disposal of household items can severely clog our sanitary sewers. If you have questions on the disposal of certain items, call 224-6068. This message has been funded by the Wastewater Division of Reading Municipal Utilities.
Fry Creek Station is cooking again. Stop in for breakfast between 7 and 11 Monday through Friday. Bring along your veteran's photo ID and get an additional 10% off anything on the breakfast menu. Prices start at just $3.99. A 6-ounce New York steak with eggs is just $7.50. Biscuits and gravy, omelets, eggs Benedict, and more. Terrific values on dinner every night from 5 to 9, and now on breakfast too at Dry Creek Station in Bella Vista. 8 minutes from I-5 on Highway 299, just east of Deschutes Road and across from the fire station.
See what you've been missing. At Advantage Eye Care, we perform eye exams from the age of 3 months to 100 years old. No insurance, no problem. Advantage Eye Care has complete eyewear packages with 2-year warranties. We have all the top designer lines and frames for all budgets. We also have the latest design progressive lenses with free form design with easier adaption and wider reading areas. Dr. Leia has been in Reading and in business for 20 years. Advantage Eye Care. We take the time to assess your eye care needs, from treatment of eye disease to the latest in high-definition contact lenses. We'll provide you with the care you've been looking for. We take the time. You see the difference. Advantage Eye Care, 223-2325. Located at 1751 Hartnell Avenue, Suite 1. Call 223-2325.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Ernie
Dave,
and Dave.
Dave, what are you doing?
Hey, I'm on the show, buddy. I'm going.
Dave, our show is Saturday morning at 7 to 8.
Saturday morning, isn't it? Oh, okay. Saturday morning, 7 to 8, here at 1460 AM, Free Fire Radio.
What the heck do you think? We're doing it weekdays?
I didn't know what we were doing, bud, but I was going for it. We're on.
I'll see you Saturday.
All right, 7 to 8.
Here at KCNR, 1460.
Hi, I'm Dennis Miller. Join me Monday through Friday from 9 to noon on KCNR 1460 AM.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot. 8:55 in the morning, August the 31st, last day of August. Hey, our guest tomorrow will be Les Melbourne, architect that who has had a significant impact here in the city. His company has. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And the Espresso Joe's with great coffee and, great cold drinks, too, in this heat. Finest walk-in humidor in the West. And they support our community. Veterans get discounts down there at Tobacco and Brew. At 2143 Hilltop Drive, Joe and Shelley have done so much for our community. Go in and visit them and just see how professional and how friendly their staff is down at Tobacco and Brew. Our guest, Silas Lyons, the editor of the Record Searchlight, and Silas has been here. How long have you been here, Silas, in Reading?
I've been in Reading just over 5 years.
Yeah, about the same time
editor,
we came in.
Been editor for about 4 years.
Now, Silas,
great place to live.
Yeah, it is a great place to live.
And we were talking about the letter in there that says, escape to Reading.
Yeah.
And of course, I can just imagine the 1,000 threads that were on that one. Silas, we talk about.
Shall we look?
I guess we could. The thing about, the future of newsprint, when we talked about that, is the how long do you envision that it's going to be a newspaper and not an electronic newspaper? Do you see it going away in the next 3 or 4 years?
I don't. I really don't. Three, 4 years is way too soon to predict the disappearance of the printed newspaper. I think, the industry has problems, no doubt about that, and we are transitioning from print to digital. But what we've found is there's been all kinds of efforts to compare us. Oh, it's like film. It's like, you don't buy the little rolls of film anymore.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's not like film, because actually there are a tremendous number of people who still prefer, it's a better technology. for people.
It's visceral.
To hold it in their hands.
Yes.
And it's profitable. So it's not going to go away in 3 or 4 years.
Years ago, we predicted the paperless office that has yet to come to pass.
Exactly.
Well, yeah. And you try and do that.
That's exactly right.
Oh, yeah.
People like to hold paper in their hands. It must be some sort of human gene.
Sometimes the breaking news isn't always correct.
Yes. That's absolutely. And you know, this is the case in, look, if we get something wrong, we absolutely own it. We correct it as soon as we can, and we say we got it wrong. So there's a full transparency there if we know we got something wrong. When news breaks, often what initially comes from the scene of an accident, let's say, or perhaps it's a shooting or a fire, the initial reports very often are preliminary. They're preliminary from the folks in the field. The people in command are making decisions based on preliminary information. Sometimes it turns out not to be exactly right. And when that new information comes back in, you report, hey, this is what we've learned. Good example, the councilman who was killed over on the coast.
Yeah.
Initially, they said that was a medical marijuana grow. Then it turned out that the guy who, you know, is suspected of killing him was actually growing poppies, opium poppies.
Yeah, he had 100
the
poppies.
Story, yeah. The story developed. So we updated the story when we found out that it had developed. That was farther from here. It wasn't our local reporting. But it's a good example.
Okay.
That is a good example.
We got 2 minutes left. So, to answer one of the questions here, who bans people from the chat room there?
Well, I do sometimes.
Okay.
There are 4 of us who most actively moderate, and I'll probably be giving some folks out there some direct contacts to complain to, and that's just fine. It's myself, it's Carol Ferguson, Bruce Ross, and Jessica Skropinich. And the 4 of us are the ones who see it, and I'm the least of those, but who see those and will make decisions. And seriously, somebody, there are things where we will ban people very quickly. If somebody starts becoming openly hostile, threatening to other people who are posting, if somebody makes racist comments, we cut that off immediately. We don't want that sort of thing getting going. So, you know, there are reasons.
Okay. Silas, we got like a minute left. Thanks so much for coming here and visiting with us. We'll have you back home when we can. When we get our schedules here together.
We thought we had you for another half hour.
Well, right.
Next time, one hour.
We didn't follow up like we should have on that one.
Well,
anyway, which we got
I
to hear.
I appreciate you guys having me come in.
Thank you.
And I'm happy to come back.
Community radio, community newspaper. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
It covers several communities, several.
That's right.
Yes.
Several entities
counties.
Now. And since we're all online, we go everywhere.